The Air Force has set itself a goal of supplying half of its U.S.-based jet fuel needs with alternative fuels by 2016. And Dr. Kevin Geis, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Energy, says they'll be ready ahead of time. By the end of 2013, the Air Force thinks it will have certified all of the aircraft in its inventory to operate on synthetic fuels and biofuels. But Guy says the Air Force views itself as a consumer, not a producer of energy. It doesn't intend to get into the business of researching how to develop those fuels.
So what we are doing is making sure that we can use that fuel when it becomes available. What we're also doing is committing to buying up to half of what we need by 2016. You know, we don't see it as our job to develop production facilities. And I can say that we're actually going to beat the goal that we have as far as being ready, because by the end of 13, we will have certified all of our aircraft for biofuel. And we're actually moving on to look at cellulosic-based fuels.
The Air Force's commitment to buy biofuels comes with a few caveats, similar to those adopted by the Navy. It has to be produced domestically. It has to be available in locations where the Air Force currently operates. It has to be cost-competitive with today's petroleum fuels. And it has to be a drop-in replacement that the Air Force can use without modifying its aircraft. Guys told an audience at an Air Force Association breakfast that part of the reason for the hands-off approach to technological research on biofuels is that there are too many factors in the industry that are out of the Air Force's control.
What are the feedstocks going to be? Where are the facilities going to be built? It doesn't make sense to have feedstock grown 2,000 miles away from where your refining and development facility is. That's just not going to work out economically. So, you know, we're looking for industry to do what it's best at doing, and figuring out how to make it work. We have developed a significant willing receptor for the fuel, and if it's at a cost-competitive price, it's not something that we have to additionally fund in our budget, because we're buying fuel anyway. And I would expect that we'll start, as we operate around the world, if that happens to be the fuel that's on the ramp at that airport, you know, we'll buy it without having to go through any special procurement.
The Air Force approach to biofuels research differs a bit from that of the Navy. That service announced this summer that it plans to invest $500 million in the development of drop-in biofuels.
I think we all know that the Navy's getting a lot of press lately on their biofuel initiative, but I just want to remind you of a few firsts in the alternative fuels world. The Air Force, our Air Force, flew the first transcontinental flight, the first supersonic flight, conducted the first aerial refueling using a synthetic fuel blend. And in May, the Thunderbird showcased biofuels capability and their performance at Joint Base Andrews for the first service aerial demonstration team. And I actually had an opportunity to be there on the flight line and talk to Solos 5 and 6 as they came back and look them in the eye and say, okay, did you guys notice any difference? No difference.
The Air Force uses more energy than any other agency in the federal government. 80% of its share goes into the fuel tanks of its aircraft, about 2.5 billion gallons a year. And Geis says the service is taking energy management seriously with the creation of his office in November. They're proceeding along four tracks, assuring the energy supply, that's the thinking behind the transition to biofuels, fostering an energy-aware culture in the service, improving resiliency to possible disruptions in energy supplies, and reducing demand for fuel. On that last count, demand, Geis says the service has shown major progress already in the Air Force component that uses more fuel than any other, the Air Mobility Command. They expect to save $325 million over the next 5 years by reducing weight on aircraft, taking more direct flight paths, adjusting the center of gravity on planes, and other steps.
The Air Force is hauling 27% more cargo with only 3% more fuel. So, yes, that particular fuel bill went up for those activities, but I'll tell you, we're hauling a whole lot more stuff. So, talking about efficiency means different things to different people. And last year, what efficiency seemed to mean was find me money here so I can put it over there. Now what we're talking about is really trying to do less with less, and that's what the chief has talked about.
On its installations, Guy says, the Air Force is trying to improve resiliency by using alternative electric generation techniques like solar, wind, and biomass, and pairing them up with localized smart microgrid technologies. The intention is to let critical functions at bases continue to operate if something happens to the civilian electric grid. And he says there are some recent examples of cultural awareness of energy use cropping up at Air Force facilities.
One example down at Warner Robins was from the C-5 paint booth. C-5 is a big cargo airplane. You know when they're coming, okay? They just don't show up and say, hey, paint me. So the guys and gals that were working that process said, you know, in the paint booth, we have the temperature and humidity set at the same point every single day. But those planes only come so often to get painted. So why don't we just not keep those set points at the optimal level every day? Let's just make sure a day or so beforehand, and I think GM already figured this out years ago, and get it ready for right before the painting operation is going to start. Well, that small change in that process saved that particular activity $400,000 a year. They went from $1.2 million a year for C5 painting to $800,000 a year.
Guy says to help beef up that energy-aware culture, the Air Force's Air Education and Training Command is doing a scrub of its entire training portfolio to see where it can incorporate energy elements into the service's training and doctrine. He also says the Air Force is about to start using a new process that incorporates energy usage considerations into its acquisition decisions. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.